trembling trees embrace the breeze tenderly. Then you and I came wandering by and lost in a sigh. Were we? The shore was kissed by sea and mist tenderly. I can't forget how two hearts met breathlessly. Your arms open wide and close me inside. You took my lips, you took my love so tenderly. Then you and I came wandering by and lost in a sigh. Were we? The shore was kissed by sea and mist tenderly. I can't forget how two hearts met breathlessly. Open wide and close me inside. You took my lips, you took my love so tenderly.
You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. Billie Holiday and a recording in L.A. from April of 1952, Tenderly, and I took that off of a multi-disc set that was out, The Sound of America, the singles collection. A new album before that from New York City-based vibes player Ted Piltzecker from his new album Peace Vibes. We heard I Remember Clifford, a tune by Benny Golson for saxophonist Clifford Brown. And on that album, we heard trumpet player Brad Good, bassist Gonzalo Tepa, and drummer Paul Romaine. And the set started with a new album from tenor player Jerry Weldon. From The Summit, we heard Minority. Alonzo Demetrius on the trumpet, Peter Lynn on the trombone, Mike Bond on piano, Jason Clotter on the bass, and Carmen Antor Jr. on drums. Music recorded live at the New Brunswick Performing Arts Center in New Jersey. Well, we'll head into our final set with another new recording, this from B3 player Mike LaDon and his Groovers Quartet from their album Turn It Up, live at the side door. This is Slow Freight. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going out this week with a new release from pianist Sean Mason off the album A Breath of Fresh Air. We heard the tune Kiss Me, and that's his second album, working with trumpet player Tony Glossi, tenor player Chris Lewis, bassist Felix Molsholm, and drummer Domo Branch, a project reuniting the cast of his 2023 debut album, The Southern Suite. The jazz orchestra of arranger and conductor Kevin Kaska before that, off the album Artistry, we took a listen to Taking a Chance on Love, with some solo work from pianist Mike Lang, trombonist Bob McChesney, and trumpet player Chuck Findler. And the set started with a new 2-CD release from B3 player Mike Ladon and his Groovers Quartet from their album Turn It Up Live at the Side Door. We heard Slow Freight, and that album brings together 2 CDs, the original release from this group in 2004, and their newest recording At the Side Door. And the group is Eric Alexander on the tenor, Peter Bernstein on the guitar, and Joe Farnsworth on drums. If you want to get in touch, check out the contact page on the show's website for email and social media links. That's going to be a wrap for this week. Look for a link to this week's podcast from our Mixcloud channel, along with playlist information, on the show's website, jazzboulevard.ca. You've been listening to Jazz Boulevard, syndicated radio. This is Moz Taylor, signing off now, and inviting you to join me next week for our next program. Hope you enjoyed the music on this week's show. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Radio. It's Burnaby.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Climate change and pollution harm some communities more than others. So Tony Reams, a professor at the University of Michigan, was glad when the Biden administration promised to address these inequities. He took a job at the Department of Energy and worked on the Justice 40 initiative, an effort to direct more climate and clean energy investments towards these disadvantaged places.
We needed to ensure that communities that were feeling the climate crisis first and worse were also at the front of the line for the solutions. And again, these were communities that had pollution burdens, energy burdens, transportation burdens.
For example, areas with a lot of industrial pollution, which worsens kids' asthma, were prioritized for grants to help pay for clean electric school buses. And neighborhoods where many people struggle with high utility bills because their homes are old and drafty were prioritized for weatherization assistance and solar energy.
It's not just the energy transition for transition's sake, but it's really how do these decisions and technologies actually reduce costs for people.
Now the Trump administration has eliminated many of these programs, a setback for the work. But Reem says there are still opportunities to advocate at the local level for policies and programs that can help the communities who suffer most. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
You're listening to CJS.